Welcome back to Out the Wazoo. It's episode 161 of the podcast. There's 160 other episodes of this godforsaken show, the best show, A, out of Delaware, B, about hip-hop, C, hosted by three white guys. Now, you'll probably notice...
I can't even believe it, dude. There's 161 episodes.
There's not three guys here. Oh, where's the third guy, you ask?
Laying floor.
Now, the other two white guys... are here. Now, I'm Jake, right? Go by Birdman. This is my boy, Ryan. He goes by Shatsu.
If you watch the show, actually. Many
if you watch the show, you already know this. Now, Ryan, I want you to do me a favor real quick.
What's up?
Go ahead and tell them where they can find us.
Well, you're watching this video right now on YouTube, so congratulations. You found us on YouTube. Out the Wazoo.
Congratulations.
Now, if y'all want to go further and become Wazoopials, okay, this is the next level. You go on Instagram. You type in Wazoo Podcast. You want to go on Reddit? We there too.
We there.
Go on Out the Wazoo. Okay, you want to go on TikTok? Guess what? We there too. We like a fucking disease, baby. We monkey pox, except we wazoopial pox.
Okay? I'm all over your lower lip.
We on Out the Wazoo on TikTok, okay? And you can also find us on any streaming platform such as Apple, Spotify, or our main host, anchor.fm/wazoopodcast.
Tell them what's special about going to anchor.fm.
The thing is that you're pretty much bag alert, right? We got a bruh alert every time you drop a bag on there, anytime you leave a voice message. It's actually where we gain most of our listeners. And if you go to anchor.fm/wazoopodcast, you can leave some voicemails like my boy AJ and a few others like Bobby Blunts or...
Tony Two Fish.
Hank Hill.
Ollie H.
Sonic
Parker
the Hedgehog.
P, Sonic the Hedge.
We got a bunch of followers, but you should be the next one. So jump on anchor.fm/wazoopodcast and check it out.
Now, we got a big episode ahead of us here today, boys. We got two excellent albums to review this week. We follow the normal Wazoo studio formula again for the 161st time. We've got two albums, okay?
Birdman.
Album number one. What's album number one, Ryan?
Birdman, are we in the kitchen?
What? Are we?
Because we got a recipe going.
We got a recipe.
And you gotta follow the recipe to a T.
Well, sometimes we also freestyle, don't we?
We do.
Sometimes we also
throw
in...
And it still turns out fire.
We throw in double the nutmeg.
People think it's Taco Tuesday the way it'd be turning out, dude.
Oh my God, did he use turkey this time? Oh, he went off the recipe.
Anyway, the two albums tonight are Sing Me a Lullaby, My Sweet Temptation by Suicide Boys. That just dropped last Friday on the 29th of July.
4 days ago. So we're going to give our first takes, our reactions. We'll probably... maybe play some music from it.
And we also listened to an EP dropped by DJ Premier. It's called Hip Hop 50 Volume 1.
Oh, wait, no. That's not right. We're doing Joey Badass.
Oh, Joey Badass.
We're doing 2000 by Joey Badass. That's the second album.
Well, that's a third one if you want to check it out.
Eh, well, we don't got to talk about DJ Premier. Primo.
DJ Premier.
Primo alert. DJ Premier. As great as he is. Now, look, I've got the album up on the wall here. We've got the old Gangstar.
Round of applause, Wazoobios. He's got the fucking album.
We've got the Gangstar record in-house. Now, that's the memorial album where Guru died, right? Mm. And that's a great album because, A, it's Gangstar, right?
Right.
DJ Premier did a billion things for hip-hop. Guru, one of the greatest on the mic. One of the greatest. Mm-hmm. And also on that album, J. Cole feature.
Ooh.
All freshly cut diamonds.
On vinyl, though?
Like a Diamond or whatever that song. I don't remember. Family is Loyalty or something like that.
But on vinyl, though.
It's on vinyl. It sounds so good.
In the stew. In the
you know,
Wazoo
J. Cole
stew.
Sounds good, too. Like, J. Cole sounds good if you played him off of an old mixtape.
Yeah.
But you put him on vinyl and you hear that.
Those imperfections. Give me a break.
Dick so big it's like a foot off in your mouth. You ever heard that bar?
Yeah, fucking...
it's on Planes.
Yeah, Planes.
With him and Miguel or something.
I think it's a Jemiah.
Or Jemiah. Jeremiah.
I could put you in the My Hat Club.
Oh, it's such a good song, though, dude. It's so good. But he does say,
damn.
Dick's so big, it's like a foot off in your mouth,
and
bro.
And then he says,
don't put a foot in her
not
mouth.
Not babysitting, but I put my kids up on your couch.
Dude, I hate when I don't know if this is a hot take or a normal take. I hate it when rappers have sex bars.
Really?
I just think it's so immature.
Bro,
and like,
that's cap.
Bro, no, it's definitely not cap, dude. It's definitely not
Are you
cap.
Sure?
It's anti-cap,
because
bro. Hey,
a
dude,
a lot of artists that you like talk about nutting and pooping and shitting and barfing and pissing.
I don't like poop bars, but I honestly dislike more when they're like, when they just have like, A, I if it's a whole song.
Wow,
I'm really on the A and B list train today. If you have a whole song about sex, yeah. I'm automatically turned off. Now that's ironic, right? Because yeah. normally you hear a song about sex, you want to bust.
Let's talk about sex, babe.
If I hear, and there's an example of it on the Joey Badass album. An entire song about sex makes me just want to turn that shit off. Turn it off. I sound like I automatically turn into an elderly white man in a predominantly white neighborhood mm-hmm. where a family just moved in who's listening to hip hop.
Right.
Turn it off. You know, I'm no, just ring, ring, ring. Call the cops.
You're the guy in Project X who's trying to let his kids sleep, but everybody else is having a good time.
Exactly.
And he's coming over and he's like, you gotta turn it off.
Uh-huh.
That's you when people are rapping about sex.
Or I'm like a guy who lives, you know, predominantly likes hip hop and, you know, maybe doesn't live in the country mm-hmm. and someone plays country. You play Toby Keith?
That's true.
Oh, shooting rockets at the fake Statue of Liberty? I might tell him to turn it off. Anyway, shit. That's a side note. I just don't like bars about sex. And that stands for anybody too. And J. Cole's not exempt from that. Neither is Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, okay.
But Kendrick doesn't really do it that much. It's not explicit. He's not like, bust my nut off in your tongue, swallow it down. Joey Badass said, suck me off like an oxtail, dude.
You know what? It's like, it reminds me of when the baby made the video and it was like, he's a sperm on like a bitch's tongue or whatever the fuck.
What? There's a video of that?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like animated, whatever, but.
It's anime?
It could be.
Hey,
but what I'm saying, it was a video to a song, I forget, but it was essentially a bitch swallowing cum, and he was like a part of the cum dripping down her tongue.
What is happening to America?
I don't know.
What's happening?
Hey, watch any Saweetie or Megan Thee Stallion video. You'll get fed up.
It's weird, though. It's weird that they, when they rap about sex, I still care when they're like, this pussy is pink. My wall's going to so wet, it looks like a sink. You know, like they're going to have some bars about that.
Sticking no big fat bell pepper nose in it, it stink.
I don't want to think about a rapper's dick, yeah. pussy, balls, or asshole.
I want
pretty
think
much
about,
the whole song.
I want to think about Cali's.
The inner city? Yeah. Or inner titty?
Inner titty.
Those were nice.
I was just saying, you know, when it comes, I mean, but like that's.
Dude, they definitely glossed her up, though. They goosed her. She was wearing a goose suit.
I'm getting a little hot. Is it a little hot here?
You're wearing a goose suit, woo. Dude. You're wearing goose pants.
Anyway, we got some shit to review tonight, and that's all going to come when we review Joey Badass's album later in the other half of the episode.
Let's just, in the meantime, I've been having a lot of fun doing the clips.
I do. I am too.
Listening to rappers on social media because. Mm. There is a lot of talent
yeah,
and a lack of talent.
And we just became one of them, too.
But everybody posts as if they belong.
Correct.
Well, because, and this is... Because
everybody's goated. Everybody thinks they're goated.
Everybody's goated. Everyone's the goat. There's so many. It's a whole farm of goats out there.
Yeah.
It's just, you can be a goat now of being a good rapper and a trash rapper.
You can
be a goat trash rapper.
Yeah.
Lil Baby J. What's his name?
Greatest
Little Man J.
Trashiest rapper of all time.
That Little Man J you were just watching when he was on Genius saying
yeah.
he didn't even know. He was like, I've never even owned a gun before, but I thought it'd be cool to say.
He's like, I actually don't condone violence.
I've never done perks in my life, but I thought it rhymed.
Yeah, I, you know.
That's trash.
Shit like that happens.
But he's got millions of likes.
But those people are like, I'm goated.
Or Ice JJ Fish. Do something about your girl. Remember him? Remember him?
Yes, I remember him, and I try not to remember him.
On Twitter?
Yes,
bro,
I remember.
Bro, draw me a picture right now of how you remember Ice JJ Fish looking. Draw that. I want to know what it's like. And you got 10 seconds, by the way. Draw okay. Ice JJ Fish starting now. I want to see this because I remember him looking real whack. These are Twitter days. There's something about your girl. That could have been a country song. By Toby Keith. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, show the camera first, right? Get up real close in there so that the light adjusts. Is it working? No, it's not. Let me see.
Oh,
Is this the newest version of Pokemon?
I don't know.
Is this the newest legendary? What's going on with his chin, dude?
That's actually his bottom lip.
He did, bro. His lip was not slack-jawed like that, but his hair didn't look like this.
Hey, but that's how I remember
You don't remember him, dude.
That's how I remember
Wow. This is actually pretty good, though.
Thanks.
Can I keep this?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to keep it. Rappers don't have to be good to be popular.
And they don't have to be good looking either.
And that's the basis of this TikTok segment, because there's so many online. And we got a range of both today. So let's go through and pull up some TikToks here where we have, look, cool transition. Meow. And look, we're on TikTok now. This is the future about the wazoo.
Shit.
So we're going to start with a good one, okay? I've got Conway the Machine rapping on.
You got the motherfucker from Stranger Things on there too, though.
He's not really. Holy shit, that was loud. Let me turn some shit down real quick. Wow, that was loud.
Anyway.
Big oofy on that one.
All right, it's all good.
Here we go. Try it.
This
again.
Is Conway. West Side.
Wow, still loud. That's Benny.
I remember what my grandpa said. You ready to die? Because you ain't prepared to live. 32 shots in the tech. Live shells. I get knocked with that. They gonna give me a high bell. Drug money. My niggas eating up crime still.
Yep.
It's ugly when that money get funny like Seinfeld.
Yup.
In the back yep. of the range. Half a thing. Skybox at the game. You was trying to snatch a chain.
Oh.
I was trying to stack in some change. Far back from the game. With a couple M's after my name. I'm a dope man. Coke turn to crack over flames. And a good chef. So when it cooked back, it's the same.
Ooh,
I got a lot
God.
Left in my soul. I pray that God let me get old. And finish what's left on parole.
Benny. This is that, and I might sound like an idiot right here. So Conway's going off right there. Look at that man.
Yeah.
Why is he winking at the camera?
You know why he's winking. You know why he's winking. He's permanently winking.
It's the bullet. I might be wrong. Is that beat New York State of Mind?
Doom, doo, doom, doom. No, I don't know. I don't think so.
It's by Nas, though. That's either New York State of Mind. It's New York State of Mind. It's got to be. Am I dumb?
Let's check it out.
Pull it up. I'm going to keep playing Conway right here.
All
right. Here's Conway's beat. Boy, right now he's freaking out. Let's see how he does. Benny just killed that, by the way.
Yeah, he did just kill that. He did.
And this is on, that was Cold 23 on TikTok. Here's Conway, I think.
It is. New York State of Mind by Nas.
It's New York State of Mind. Okay, so this is, I think Benny keeps going here. Let's see. Nope, this is Conway. They know I'm the nigga you didn't approach. I'm in the studio, twisted with the fifth in the coat. About to put this shit in the yoke. And this ain't even some shit that I wrote. I thought of this while I was twisting the dope like 6 minutes ago before I lit up the smoke. Whoa, I spoke, left the bitch glittering soap. Now she want the president dick in the throat. Olivia Pope. Like Olivia Pope. These niggas hating and it's funny because it's always the niggas who wrote.
Always.
Gonna hang yourself. You just give them the rope. But in my city, I'm considered the goat. Yo. Holy shit.
Now, you see, here's the difference between saying you are goated and him saying, in my city, I'm considered the goat.
There is a distinction to be made because
right there,
tell him.
That's all that matters to Conway is that where he's at, he is considered the goat. And he's not just flat out saying, like, being cocky with it. That's the fine line between confidence and cockiness.
Here's what's awkward about that statement, right? Because he's from Buffalo. The other two guys from Buffalo are in the room with him. They're all there.
Yes.
And he just called himself the goat next to him. That's like if at a Dreamville concert, you know, JID's like, I'm the goat out of Dreamville. And everyone else is there like, yo.
But
I'm right here.
But he kind of is, though.
He could, but like, you're right. There's credence to that. But also, J. Cole's there. Come on.
Right. Yeah, J. Cole.
J.I.D.'s a baby goat at best.
Right.
He's a baby goat.
Right. He is a baby goat. He's pygmy.
But do you understand what I'm saying? Like, how can he say that he's, who's another guy out of Buffalo who can compete with Griselda?
I mean, Rocky. Rocky's out of New York.
I mean, he's out of, not either Bed-Stuy or Bronx.
I could be wrong.
He's definitely out of New York, but Buffalo is way different than New York City. And he said city. He didn't say state.
But he didn't say Brooklyn, though.
He said, in my city, I'm known as the GOAT. He's from Buffalo. All three of them are from Buffalo.
Not
Are you following me? What's happening Brooklyn. Here? Are you okay?
Yeah. Do you need an ibuprofen? I'm saying, but I think what he said was where I'm from.
Do you need a gas X?
Where he said where I'm from.
He's from the hospital.
I'm considered the goat.
He's the only guy out of the hospital who's the goat. A B C D E or
I wonder if he still keeps in touch with the surgeon
for that freestyle. Who after the bullets?
Yeah.
Or after the birth? Now we bullets. Got another one right here. Let's see if this one's any good.
A circumcision. Shit ain't noise how it seems.
I mean, now this guy's the goat.
I've been fucking up my life like I'm Charlie Sheen. I've been trying to find my willy, but it's unclean, and it's the same size as the jelly.
Is he at a farm with just a lot of sheep?
That's sheep.
Get your finger out my bum.
Whoa.
Number one.
That's Shearing Shed Vlogs on TikTok. Now, that accent is New Zealand. Remember, Spell?
So he's a goat fucker.
Remember, well, he's at a goat farm. And look at his...
Well, those are actually sheep. Wait, you know what? They're actually called sheep fuckers.
You're right.
So it's funny that he's behind like a ton of sheep.
It's funny. He's got a real interesting like choice of look too. Do you think he chose that?
I think he like tries to look like a sheep.
Like a school
sheep. So when he tries to get behind them cheeks...
Like he's got a gun?
He's disguising
himself.
He's
going to go to a school with a gun?
No. In New Zealand, they're not allowed to own firearms.
And that's probably for the best.
Yeah, it is.
Because if I lived in New Zealand, I'd use it.
So many sheep would die, right?
Imagine that's how you keep them quiet.
Because like, say you rape a sheep, right? You got to keep them quiet.
They're going to bat. They're going to bat. Name one sheep that doesn't bat when you fuck it.
Dude, I mean, when I'm hitting
it. Try name one.
Listen, when I'm hitting it, they do. So
how many sheep do you even know?
I know a lot.
Rough numbers?
I don't know, like 10.
From local or?
I mean, just in general, 10.
That's actually more than me. I thought that I was going to have you beat there, but I don't know 10.
10.
I don't know 10. I'd say 10. Wow, you're the champ of knowing sheep on this show.
Now, do you think he's standing behind sheep because he wants to be looked at like a goat? Like farm animal type shit, you know?
Did you hear yourself, dude? He's behind sheep. And also, he's behind sheep. They're not behind him. Let us just clarify.
Okay.
The sheep are facing away. Like, they're so unentertained.
I love how it says...
His bars were so
trash. I love how
trash.
Underneath it says original sound. And it's like, didn't know shit.
That's TikTok for you, man. You forget that you don't know TikTok.
I don't know TikTok,
dude.
You don't know shit. But I do agree with this guy, G Funkery. Way too much going on here. I agree with that.
Think about the bars, too. He said something about
the bum.
His trying to find my ween, but it's the size of a jelly bean.
Yeah. He's being
honest.
In
that bar, he was referring to the size of his penis.
Right.
You know, meat means penis in a lot of cultures.
Yeah.
And jelly beans typically are small. So what he did was he related them in like kind of a
way. But hold up. But you don't know what kind of size jelly beans they make in New Zealand, though.
That's very true. I've never been.
They could be like fucking cucumbers over there.
They're not, though,
you know?
Dude. A jelly bean is pretty standard size. If not, either way. He also said he's fucking up his life like Charlie Sheen.
Also, don't name it a jelly bean if there's no jelly in there, right?
Didn't he say his uncle put his finger up his bum?
His uncle or he did?
No, he said my
I think
my
we need
uncle,
to listen to it again.
I think my uncle put his finger in my bum.
Rapper in the system. I've been saving up my money trying to buy a circumcision.
Okay, so he's uncircumcised.
The sun's in his eyes too much.
No, dude, there's no sun. Look, it's dark out. I think he just has dry eye syndrome.
No. Maybe it's like he's got the phone like looking at him with
background.
The flashlight.
Look
yeah, I know,
background.
But like
oh, like the flashlight.
Yeah, like
his
something's
eyes.
In his eyes, and like he's blinking way too much.
I'm gonna go with dry eyes.
Either that, he's got glaucoma.
He looks like he's got bad health, so I think his eyes are probably dry. Like that guy doesn't drink enough water. There's no way.
I've been trying to find my willy, but it's unclean, and it's the same size as a jelly bean.
Delivery there is pretty good.
Yeah,
actually.
That's good.
I'll be
and
honest.
I like how he's rapping over Ice Cube's Today Was a Good Day.
Yeah,
number one, I never run. Uncle, get your finger out my bum.
Oh, Uncle.
Did someone talk at the end of that? Did you hear that?
Yeah. We need to rewind this shit.
I never heard that. Wait.
Never run. Uncle, get your finger up my bum.
Bro, there was an uncle there.
And his finger was up his bum.
See, at first when he said there's way too much going on here, I didn't agree. Because I was like, it's just a guy in front of some, or behind some sheep.
Why was he rapping in the middle of a cage with sheep, though?
Because he works there. You ever been at work and like get some inspiration while you're, whatever you do?
Yeah, his inspiration was his uncle.
And what's crazy is his uncle waited till the last bar to do it.
He said, yo, what the?
And the fact that he was like, I'm number one, but was able on the spot with a finger in his ass to rhyme one with bum.
I mean, dare I say goated?
Shut up, dude. Let's listen to another one. That was Shearing Shed Vlog on TikTok. Let me know which one you want to try. I don't know which ones are good or not. This one is a production.
Oh,
one
I like right that
here.
One.
This one is a production one here.
I like that one.
Darius going crazy.
Let's rewind it here so we can get some context. So this is a viral TikTok of a child named Darius, and Darius has a condition. I believe he's autistic. Yeah, Darius is 17 and autistic. And there's a video of him in a closet, and it says, came upstairs and Darius was stimming in my closet. Now,
What does stimming mean? Like stimulating?
I think stimulating, like when you're autistic, maybe sometimes your body gets overwhelmed or just unbearable. So you have to do something to like bring order back to yourself and like remind you. I think it's that. I think it's like a fidget spinner almost, like stimming. Mm. Is something that you're concentrating on to try and like hold on to a moment. So Darius is having a bad time. Okay. He's upstairs in the closet. And then that's the beginning of the video.
Darius. Darius going crazy.
Wow. Turn the positive. Turn the negative into a positive. Darius. Now, a long time ago, you told me that there was like... You weren't sure about TikTok because there was like a girl who was like pretty much in the hospital on her deathbed. And then there was like a mom streaming her daughter in the bed and was like doing some shit. And
it's the best video of all time. It's on my phone.
The kid is like...
he is on a respirator.
He's on a respirator.
I'll tell it. So on TikTok, it's like remember old Vine, you just scroll through.
Right.
But then they have live now. So okay. You scroll like 10 posts and then it goes to live. And okay. You can click on it and it'll open up the live version of TikTok. And you can scroll the other direction and watch everyone who's going live. And people going live do various things. A lot of times they just are there to get lots of likes.
Mm.
There's people who just stream, like people who play like Call of Duty or Fall Guys. Right. People who open up Pokemon card packs, hundreds, thousands of Pokemon cards.
Right.
Other people do like 3D printing. Mm. And then there's other people that's kind of weird. They just stand there and they kind of like ask, they like address the chat and they ask for things like, just send me a, because you can send them emojis. So they say, oh, send me a sombrero hat for 5 points. And then it'll be like, oh, thank you so much for sending me a sombrero hat. That's awesome. Oh, everyone put W's in the chat for sombrero hat. Oh, he sent me a unicorn mustache. Okay. That kind of thing. Grown men, right?
Yeah,
grown men. The one I saw was a lady. A mom and her son, heavily disabled.
Okay.
Heavily disabled. Wasn't blinking.
No blink.
Agape.
Okay.
Eyes looking...
like a chameleon.
Polar opposites.
Right, okay.
He's looking at the North and South Pole
right
at the same time. Cute kid. and he's in a hospital and he's got this thing strapped around his chest and it's giving him... it's respirating him. It's doing like lung, because he had, I guess, pneumonia because he can't breathe on his
right, own. Okay.
Terrible tragedy, dude.
I mean, what a great opportunity to start recording.
That's the thing, is the mom is there with the baby, and the baby's like shaking, and it's making no expression, and it's so sad. It's like, is that alive or dead? It's so shocking that you just have to stop on it. And the mom's like, thank you for sending the squirrel with the acorn. Oh, my God. And then she's like with the baby. I say his name was like Ryan or something.
Okay.
You're like, oh, my God, Ryan, they sent us a squirrel acorn. Oh, my God, you're making him so happy. Meanwhile, dude, he's not happy.
The part where I remember is like, so I'm assuming when you're on the live feed of TikTok, you can like put emojis on the people. And so somebody put like the pink anime blushing emojis on his chin and he's being respirated.
He's
and
got like those little eye gouges on his cheek. And, the little pink patches.
The mom is like, oh my God, he loves that. And it's like, how can you tell?
He doesn't even know the phone is there.
He is he even aware of the internet?
He's not aware of the universe.
Yeah. So it's TikTok's great.
It's a tragedy, but people are turning tragedy into money these days.
Yeah. Were people donating money?
But you know, at the first I thought about that lady and I thought, what a piece of shit scumbag mom.
She definitely pushes her hair back.
But I got to thinking about it and I really tried to put myself in her shoes. And if I had a kid and I was in the hospital all day, every day, just taking care of my child and dealing with that horrible situation, mm-hmm. I might also take to streaming and just to have attention and, like you said,
like turn liven,
like you said about this beat with Darius, turn a positive in, or turn a negative into a positive.
That's right.
So then I judged her way too early and I think back on it now and like that was a sweet lady.
Right.
It seems scummy on the surface, but this is TikTok for you, man. There's really everything on there.
It's why I can't touch it.
It's amazing.
Can't touch it.
It's amazing. Let's watch more videos. That was Valentino making a beat out of a 17-year-old autistic man having an episode.
A stimmy.
Let's watch, what's this shirt one here? I think this is an open verse challenge. Watch on my wrist, but I want that dime. Niggas talk crazy when I pull up and slide. Mile high, fuck up first class, I'm the pipe. Crash down like it's 04, lost on the island. Looking for direction and the truth, I can't find it. Strangers start to fill the room, tried to make an ass out of me and you. Bad impression, want to rewind it. Betting on morality, but I bet on mileage. Buy that bet on me and I do that shit smiling. Ooh. No apologies for life, we're real G's. Had to move it silent, we kind of done with this climate. Just read the assignment, I thought you wanted all of us shining. Now mama Rihanna shit, and homie I'ma get to wild and give me 4 or 5 seconds. Just depends on the time and the bad shit. See the mountaintop and homie and climb it. Sneaky link, what is your intention? Yeah, I got the patience, always gonna see the return of my investment. How you think I learned all these lessons? Life on some square rectangle shit. All lessons can't be lessons in disguise. Not all lessons feel like lessons in the time. Poison in the well, turn the water green. Tell you some lies, lead you astray, show you a lot of things. Stylish, black talk, big t-shirt, Billy.
Big t-shirt Billie Eilish. Ooh. Now, let me ask you something.
Shamathy on TikTok.
Let me ask you something about these duets. So the black guy on the right, is he listening to his duet? Or is he like pre-recorded him just like pretending somebody's rapping?
It's that one.
Oh, that's cringy as fuck.
When they make the video, it definitely is.
Yeah.
Because they just vibe out to the instrumental version of their right. beat. Pharrell did one for Cash In, Cash Out.
Right.
Earth Gang did one for Billy.
Well, Russ did that with Chomp.
Russ did it, I think, the best because he did it with Chomp. Mm-hmm. And actually featured that girl on the remix of the song. And so did Earth Gang. I think they just did the remix of Billy featuring Blackie was the guy's name who did the open verse. Blackie? What?
Was he from TikTok?
He's on TikTok. I don't know if he rapped on TikTok, but he did rap on TikTok, and that's how Earth Gang found him. This guy's name is Shamathy. I don't know who the guy...
It's Shamothy.
Whoever that is, it's his song. And I've heard that Billie Eilish song a couple times. I don't know if that guy's famous or not. Samir? No.
I don't know.
Samir is the rapper doing it. By the way, that's you if you grew up in the Middle East.
You know what? I was going to say that looks more like our boy Jake.
Guys?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay.
I mean, look at those lips.
He's got more
hair.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the lips.
He's got lips on him.
Those shits, like, definitely need to be.
He's got some kissers on him.
He's got some wet ones on him. They look like big fat earthworms, dude. They look like.
They're not earthworms.
Dude, look at them. They look like the night crawlers.
What, like the Jolly Trolleys?
Yeah.
Mmm. Those are good.
Fucking. I mean, but just look at this stupid face.
Can we also acknowledge that you also look like Jake?
Yeah.
And Jake both look like this guy.
We do look like the guy.
If you did the fusion ha, it would be him.
Yeah. Especially when I wear my glasses.
That guy had bars, though. Shamathy.
He did have bars.
Good job. Let's pick another couple. I think this one. Oh, this was cool. This was
It looks like there's an error.
This is different. This is somebody using AI, artificial intelligence, to generate a Kendrick Lamar verse to a song, and this is wild.
So robots are rapping.
So that's not, it's not perfect, right? But that is nuts.
That is wild. Wow.
So we're at the point now where AI can just make music
based off information.
Off of music, right? Because that's right. Based on things that he's probably said before. How long before we get an artist who just go, they hire this guy because he's got a good voice, and they go in, they go, read the whole dictionary, and they record that, and then they get AI to build hit songs based on an algorithm.
Dude, I mean, I think that's probably where it's going to go. Like, there's going to be no more human capability of making something original.
We'll still want the human version, I think.
We will still want it.
But it's going to sound like,
But it'll sound like a novelty.
But a Drake feature on My Name Is by Eminem? Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we get... Yeah. Where are we going to go here?
But you think about it, right? Like, an AI is just taking all of the information from said, material, right? Think about all the songs Kendrick Lamar rapped on. Think about how long he rapped on that. Think about all the interviews. Think about all the words. Think about all the sentence structure he said. Interviews, everything. And then they just take that information, and then they look up the information about how to make a rap. And, like, this is all within minutes, which is also crazy. And then they just make something.
That's so dope. Anyway, that was Krishnavari _ on TikTok. Let's listen to a couple more, and then we'll go to our break. I think, this is a good one. Okay, I'm going to give some backstory on this one.
Well, before you say that, I was just going to add last part. It's crazy when, like, with the Kendrick Lamar AI verse, how there's, like, important fourth walling verses in there. Like, the AI was talking about government, you know?
Transcendental. Right. Bro. Oh, computers can't use transcendental.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Yeah.
I can't even use transcendental in a rap. There's actually a few that I want to watch. All right, we're just going to go through these. Now, this is a woman who sampled herself orgasming audio.
Okay.
And then synth tracked it and made a beat with it.
That's an artist.
With only her orgasm noises.
That's an artist.
Everything is made from her orgasm, so.
Okay, this is how I make music out of my own O patterns. I have a Bluetooth vibrator called the Lioness that collects all of my contraction data.
Also, bad as shit.
Looks like this. So I just scrub to the wave and pick what part do I want to make sound with.
I'm getting a chubby.
Then I drag that waveform into Serum, a wavetable synth. And it converts contractions over time into amplitude over time, which is what generates sound. And so this is now my O wave.
She's speaking my language.
And you can see from here, I have all these parameters I can adjust, like the wavetable position, the envelope of the sound. Bro. I can mix it with other oscillators, etc. So from there, I craft.
Birdman's rubbing his feathers together right now.
This is how Birdman normally is.
So that's my O. Then I add a bunch of layers of instruments on top of it to make a cohesive beat. And then obviously I write the song and record all the vocals over top of it, and this is what it sounds like all together.
What if she was just fucking queefing on the mic? Just
if it really just sounded like, oh,
right.
Oh.
Bro, that, okay, first off.
This is how I sampled my queef.
First off, so creative, right? But also, like, say an ugly girl did that. We'd be like, yeah, whatever. Like, that's so gross. Ass. That's so trash.
And the truth is, an ugly girl did probably do this first.
She did.
And it just didn't pop off. But then you get a chick with eyeliner and
you got a bitch,
notched eyebrows.
You got a bitch who...
Can you be respectful? Come on, dude.
It is respectful,
it's
dude.
Not respectful.
Look, we got a lass over here with a strong jaw. Okay.
A lass.
Look at that.
Look at that jaw.
And we got the the slit in the eyebrow type shit. Long dark brunette hair, eyeliner. Dark.
You know you're down bad.
Dark brown eyes.
You know you're down bad when she plays
big,
it.
Big fucking t-shirt, dude. You don't know what she's hiding under that thing.
Big t-shirt, Billie Eilish.
She's leaving it up to y'all to
You know
think
you're
about.
Down bad when you hear it, and she goes, this is what it sounds like. It goes, whoa. And I'm like, I can kind of hear it.
Right.
That's kind of hot. Down bad. Like Australia bad.
Wow. Yeah, that is pretty down. That's down
That's
bad.
That's Vaughn Music on TikTok, making beats out of her orgasm. Here's a guy freestyling in his car. Bubba Jack 727 underscore 2.
Bubba Jack. I love MILF said need more. They got like 8 motherfuckers in that car, man.
Dude.
Damn, bro. I need that. I need to be rapping in a car with like 7 other motherfuckers, and they're all just going, yeah, after I fucking drop
a
bar.
It was a good yeah, too. They were all like, yeah.
Yeah.
That started, that like, didn't that start back at the, take it back to my place, bust on our face, make it look like toothpaste. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Call the ass brace face. Yeah. Here's another one. This was sent in by Nick, actually. Our good friend Nick. Bubba. If you will. I need audio.
I mean, he goes stupid. And he's also screaming. I mean, where
is this in Ukraine?
This is like in Russia. This is Russia.
This is why they invaded, and this is why they're gonna win.
I think
stuff like this.
Him wearing a peacoat, shirtless, with his fucking titties tattooed, outline. Like as like a target.
It's not tattooed, dude. That's fucking Crayola marker.
Honestly, I wouldn't put it past any Russian at 14 to have tats.
On those tits, though,
dude, those things are freaking knockers.
On that salary.
He's got fucking skinny jeans. I don't know what kind of shoes he's wearing.
The beat go hard, though.
The beat goes hard.
The he's beat go screaming. Hell hard.
I think, you know what's funny? He's probably just talking normal, but like in Russian, it just sounds like you're just screaming. Wow. Just going really crazy with it.
He's going to blow up.
Dude. Eating. Dude, wow.
Oh no.
Dude. That he's like at the stage where he has no self-confidence. He's just
what?
Doing it.
That's all self-confidence.
I mean self-conscious.
Consciousness.
Yeah.
He's got
no low self-esteem.
He is pure self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Good job to his parents, huh?
Wow.
Good job to his parents out
imagine,
there fighting
imagine
a good
raising
fight.
That fucking guy, you know?
I would love if my kid were doing
he
this shit,
He looks like
bro.
The fucking fat little boy from Willy Wonka.
Oh, Augustus Gloop.
Augustus Gloop, dude. What if his name was Augustus? Augustus something stupid like that.
He is so fat, too.
Dude, the video keeps going? What?
Play no, that's it. The bit. It just looped back. No. Hopefully, he gets his diet under control, because I would love... I mean, maybe not, honestly. Maybe
no, I
it's
think
better.
I think that's a shtick.
Maybe that's where he gets his energy from, is from yeah. inside of that visceral layer
that's
fat.
That's all he's eating is fucking...
Bars?
Soup.
Bars. Chocolate bars.
Alphabet soup, dude.
And that's another Willy Wonka double entendre. Eating bars.
Wow, fucking...
What's that was it? Fire, dude. When the beat dropped, I kind of lost it for a second. I really thought that we were listening to some good shit.
The handle is "Look at this Russian."
Oh, I've actually. That's just like an account that posts lots of Russians doing crazy shit.
Of course,
but that's a good Russian. We got to find out this kid's name.
Him versus Hasbulla. Who's going
him.
In?
Oh, actually,
Hasbulla is undefeated.
In rap battle? This kid's winning.
In a rap battle, maybe.
But Hasbulla's got a better, maybe a better posse. That was dope, actually. I actually was, that was kind of nice. Want to do another one before we do our break?
Yeah, let's do it.
How about you pick? You pick any one of these, dude. And then I, yeah.
Do the O-Face one again. I'm simping.
No.
I'm kidding. Do the 2.9 mil view.
This one?
Yeah, yeah, Wakanda beat.
Official take 45.
So these guys are just reacting to the Wakanda beat.
Showed his dad my Wakanda beat. Ceiling fan going crazy. This is some Phil Collins Tarzan shit. Yeah. You know, Wakanda thinks they did something. Phil Collins was doing this in 1993.
Imagine
you ever heard the intro?
That shit.
The intro to Tarzan?
Yeah. Of course, dude. Of course, dude. I banged at that Disney movie.
Look, I love Wakanda. I love Black Panther. That movie was so cool. I'm just saying. Tarzan, Phil Collins, they might have pioneered that sound.
With what, the like the...
Just the bongo beats.
Well, they didn't pioneer it, right? They literally just took it from Africa.
You think, is that where bongos came from?
Yes, dude. Bro, the movie Tarzan takes place somewhere in Africa, bro.
I thought it was in I thought it was in Detroit. I thought they were in an old city.
You thought they were in fucking North Carolina?
I thought they were in NC. I thought they were down at UNC. You're telling me they weren't in the good old UNC?
Bro, they were not in the USA.
They weren't in Rocky Mountain.
Bro, it was before USA was Mountain. Discovered.
No, oh,
there was no
yeah,
tea party,
because
dude.
They came from England.
There was no tea party, bro.
Wow. You know, that's the movie. I'm just saying Phil Collins, though.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is Phil Collins took inspiration.
I'll die on this hill.
Okay. From African music.
Absolutely, right?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
He did. He's no
but he made it better.
I'm hearing that beat, and it reminds me of when I used to play Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
It sounds like the Kingdom Hearts beat when you're in the jungle of Tarzan.
Yeah.
Now, the heavy 808s, though, that's a nice twist.
Yeah, I like that too.
One more. We'll go out on a good note here. Go out on a good note here.
Yeah. Mortal Myth on the track.
Who? Mortal Meth on the track.
I think Mortal Myth.
Oh, I did. What if it was Mortal Meth, though, you know?
Hey, I want nothing for this. Yeah, I want nothing for this. Got a lot on my mind. Got a lot on my mind. Yeah. It's crazy. Life is crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Thank the Lord, though. Yeah.
Dude, you know he thinks he killed that shit. What's funnier is that...
I think he killed himself right after he filmed this. What?
You could be right.
I'm just saying. Well,
that makes me sad,
I'm
bro.
Just saying. I'm
this
real
guy had
sad.
A lot of talent.
I'm real sad after watching that.
You know what's crazy?
Wait. It says hashtag female rapper.
What?
All right. I'm sorry for misgendering. It's a female rapper. Mortal Myth is a female rapper. Unless they're trolling.
I mean, she says, how'd I do?
I'm just going to say there. From now on, I'm really tired of this he said,
no,
she said.
No, because some people
bullshit.
Don't identify as there.
You
or
know
that.
What? Every object identifies by they.
Well, if they had a choice, it wouldn't be.
Grab those chairs. Grab that rug.
Okay, what the one thing I was going to say was this motherfucker's got the same color wall paint as me when I was like 12. Remember my room is green?
Woof, what a choice.
Dude, wow, that shit was
fire. I'm just clowning Mortal Myth. I'm sorry about the kill yourself joke. I don't mean that. That was a good first attempt. I would say just continue to do reps, learn the industry. Just pick maybe like try more words next time. You know, this one there wasn't a lot of words in it.
Here's the thing, right? Either be in a hospital bed on a respirator or be a goat. There's no in between.
This guy is, what's crazy is that this guy could have it.
A girl. Yeah,
Girl, ever. I'm very sorry. It's the short haircut that's doing me Mortal Myth.
It's the middle split, actually.
It's the middle part.
No girl's got a middle split looking like
we
that.
We need, you know what we need, dude? Wazoo makeover. We need her to get on the show. I don't mean to do your pronouns wrong, but we need you on the show. We need to get you a makeover. We're going to get you a nice 808 laden beat. We're going to help you. We're going to help you right.
If you get on the show, I'll give you my chain.
We're going to get you right. Now, that was Mortal Myth with a real strong freestyle. 300K likes, though.
Yeah.
Some of the comments were making me laugh, dude. It says, unrelease this fire. Oh, shit. Someone said quit. Fire. I can't even see the fucking comments.
Bro.
Hey,
bro, you got a hidden talent. Let's keep it that way.
Mortal Myth, shit. You are a gem. Thank you for blessing us.
Wow.
You want to take a break?
Let's take a fucking anchor ad break. And when we come back, we will review Sing Me a Lullaby and DJ... Joey Badass's 2000
DJ
album.
DJ Joey Badass. All right, we're back from our break.
And we're back from the break.
Thanks for rejoining us. We got two great albums to talk about this episode. Like we said earlier in this episode, we don't lie here at the podcast. Now, first off, we're going to talk about Suicide Boys. Suicide Boys, big fans of Suicide Boys here at the Wazoo. Ryan, tell me a little bit about your experience with Suicide Boys.
The first song I ever heard by Suicide Boys is back 2019, or maybe 2018. My boy Birdman sent me Carrollton. And this was off their I Want to Die in New Orleans album.
Yes.
And this shit went really stupid. And when I say stupid, I mean the beats. Like, I had never listened to any hardcore rap, or like, it was like a mixture of just being on drugs and just, you know, metal rap is the only way I could have described it. And this guy comes on and he sounds like he's got stage 4 cancer, respectfully. And I text Jake. I'm like, who is this guy and how long is he going to live? And Jake said, who knows, but music's fire. And I said, okay.
Enjoy
it. That's when
it
I
lasts.
Started listening. And it's this pair of Scrim and Ruby De Cherry. Now, they are based off of New Orleans, and
based out of
New Orleans, and they have a big, heavy 3-6 Mafia, you know, vibe, and they kind of created something on their own through SoundCloud. Fast forward a few years later, and they're now on their third or fourth studio album. This is Sing Me a Lullaby, My Sweet Temptation. 13 songs, 38 minutes long. They don't make very long songs. They do like one or two verses each, and then that's it. That's the song. It's fucking cut, clean, dry, fucking wash your hands, on to the next project.
They do have a pretty reliable formula at this point.
Yeah, it's either whoever goes on first, cool, then the other one goes, then the beat cuts off. That's it.
Ruby recently, or maybe not recently, getting into singing a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, Suicide Boys got popular on TikTok a year ago, maybe, for that meme.
Eat
your vegetables.
Yeah, off their previous album, Long Term Effects of Suffering.
Which was a good one, and that kind of gave them like a moment of shine, because previously, you know, they got a really big internet following, which is surprising considering they did this all by themselves, but that gave them viral fame. Mm-hmm. So now we've got viral fame impacting two guys who were heavy drug users at one point, mm-hmm. are now sober. And you know, you can't even say what point of the career they're in, beginning, middle, or end. I don't even know. Yeah, definitely not beginning. They've been around for fucking 9 years or something like that.
They used to think they were at the very end, in the beginning, because they both said, you know, because they're cousins, they both said, you know, if we don't make it in music, we're both going to commit suicide. And that's how the names came out. And then when they blew up somewhat on SoundCloud, they can just continue to make music because they were like, you know, we're doing okay. Let's not kill ourselves. We could all learn a little something about those two
right now. Cut your hand. Where's the knife at? Let's do it.
All right.
Blood Pact. If the podcast doesn't get $100 million in 5 years,
okay,
kill ourselves.
Okay.
Easy?
Sure.
We'll use this for now, but we'll do Real Blood after.
Right.
You promise?
Yeah.
Pinky it. All right. Got it, bro. Swear, gotta do it.
Third guy.
So a little bit of that.
Right.
A little bit of ink on your other hand. You made me do my left hand. A little bit of ink. Dap her up. $100 million in 5 years, or we're both dead.
Okay. Put the cap back on, bro.
No cap.
Now, I just locked you in because I didn't write on my hand. Didn't write on my hand.
What does it mean?
Fooled this motherfucker.
Does this mean only me now that I have to kill myself?
Yep.
Dude, because we're best friends.
Hey, man, if you die, someone's got to take over.
No, the podcast dies with us.
Nope.
Come on, dude. That was really lame.
Mm-mm.
It's not coming off. No, it is.
Well,
actually,
it doesn't matter because we're doing Real But Later.
Look, takesie backsies.
Wow, you really just tooksie backsies on that.
Tooksie backsies, dude. Satan doesn't even know.
Wow. Well,
we'll do Real Blood later, right?
Yeah, but I won't stop. I won't.
Let's talk about the music.
Let's talk about the fucking music, dude.
It starts with Genesis.
Now, you said Ruby was getting more into singing, and I think it's because this album was more or less Sing Me a Lullaby. It was. I thought when I heard a lot of these songs, I thought of imagine a nursery rhyme of songs, you know, but like hardcore, you know, not fucking Daisy Duke, you know, Ugly Duck type shit. You know, I'm talking about like who says a lullaby can't be dark and fucking wild.
Well, I was reading into the title, "Sing Me a Lullaby, My Sweet Temptation," as a very, very dark request. Sing me a lullaby. Sing me to sleep. Mm-hmm. I want to sleep.
Yeah.
My sweet temptation. Drugs.
Yeah.
Money, fame, women, vices, temptation, right? It's the things that you want so bad, you'll do anything to get them, but they're not always good for you. Almost never are they good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Your temptations.
Right. Addiction.
Anything that's good for you probably doesn't tempt you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like fucking salad.
Never am I craving some mescaline.
That drugs?
Mescaline.
That's drugs. Mescaline?
Mescaline mix is a type of lettuce, bro.
No. Mescaline is like a hard drug. Wait a minute. You really going to tell me that mescaline? First of all, if it means both, I'm astounded. Dude, I think you confused this word.
Mescaline.
Mescaline, dude.
Dude, no.
Bro, pronounce it.
Look.
Mescaline pronunciation. Put it on there.
M-E-S-C-U-L-I-N.
I know how it's spelled.
Yeah.
I think it's South American, maybe Mexican. Put on pronunciation. Push play. Put it up to the mic. Put it right up to the mic.
Mm-hmm. Press play.
Did you type in mescaline pronunciation?
No.
Do that. And then we can move on with the review. I'm not moving on until we do this, though. Look at your thing. Wow. This is the worst segment on the podcast of all time.
Shut up.
Mescaline.
Mescaline.
Okay. Fair enough. But now look up mescaline.
But that's mescaline.
It is spelled mescaline. Now look up mescaline. I'm doing this, dude. We're way off the rails. M-E-S-C-A-L-I-N. Mescaline. Tell me that's not a drug.
It won't give me.
We'll do it later, dude. Off camera with the blood.
Mescaline. Look, mescaline.
No, dude. We'll do it later.
We'll do it later. Fuck it. God damn it.
Oh, and we're back. Oh, anyway, we're back.
We're not cutting anything out, dude. We're raw as fuck.
Ruby's been singing. Scrim is cleaner than a whistle.
His production was really tight on this album. It continues to get better.
I got two things.
What?
A, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm on my A's and B's today.
Okay.
I'm on my A's and my B's, yeah. A.
Yeah.
The production style has gotten higher quality. With that comes B. It is getting boring. Mm. In this album, for one of the first times, listening to it halfway through, maybe-ish, I was like, yeesh, these songs are a little running into each other.
Yeah.
That heavy Louisiana bounce that they always do, you know, that 3-6 Mafia-inspired sound. You know, even that's Memphis, but that down south bounce is what they're really using. Mm. That is, for the first time ever, it seems like they're relying more on that than the instrumental or the sample.
So do you think they should get back into drugs?
I'm just saying, like, maybe having the most polished beat in the world isn't the answer. Mm. Maybe the beat doesn't need to be polished. Like, maybe the old school, dirty, grungy,
yeah,
production style is better for them. I think that they sound better on that.
I think so, too. I mean, I really love Stop Staring at the Shadows and Long-Term Effects of Suffering. And on both of those albums, Scrim went really, really nutso with not, and you could tell he wasn't trying to make the perfect beat. He was trying to make the perfect beat for himself.
Maybe I'm being a purist, and tell me if I'm being a cuck, right? Okay. Or a cock, whichever one. Tell me if I'm doing mescaline, dude. I think that it started with Stop Staring at the Shadows. Mm. I think it started to become their formula at Stop Staring in the Shadows, and then it was escalated by Long-Term Effects of Suffering, and now with Sing Me a Lullaby. Before that, we have I Want to Die in New Orleans, and then the projects before that are mostly mixtapes.
Yeah.
They had a couple albums before that, like I think one's called Gray, another one's called Gray, mm-hmm. another one's called Gray.
Yeah, G59.
G59, Gray.
Grayscale, Gray 59.
Gray Sheep.
Fucking
Gray.
Yeah.
You get my point.
Yeah.
Those production styles, like some of those older songs, are the ones that I like the most. Mm. Maybe I'm holding on to those songs and unwilling to let go.
Isn't that what happens, like, as an artist grows? They're starting to do something that maybe they're not even used to, but they think their old stuff's boring. So then they try and branch out, and then that's like the transition of when all their fans are like, we want the old Suicide Boys back.
I mean, there's a song on here called Suicide Boys was better in 2015.
Right.
I'm not saying that. I don't think that they're any better or worse. I do think they're better today, honestly. They're obviously better mentally and health-wise. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Musically, I think they're more skilled than ever, considering their vocal range has increased.
Right.
You can understand them way better now than you used to, but... part of me liked that you couldn't understand them.
Yeah.
Part of me liked that. I liked that grittiness. Like, it felt like I wasn't supposed to be listening to it.
Yeah. It was strange. And the first thing I told you about, one of the first songs I listened to, it encompasses exactly what they had going for them, was like, this guy sounds like he's going to die. I mean, like tomorrow. But this goes hard. And you like try and look up the lyrics and you're like, he's not even saying that. What? You're trying to rap along and you're like, oh my God, this guy's got throat cancer.
But it was cool.
It was.
I wanted throat cancer.
It was cool. It was kind of cool.
Now they're making better music, but I don't necessarily know if that's better. Now, that being said, I do think this is a quality album. It just came out. I've listened to this like 3 or 4 times. Mm-hmm. I haven't noticed any through themes yet besides a lot of sampled calls, like phone calls from people that are in the business with them. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. You get kind of a peek into like their professional life here. Like I think their accountant calls them.
Each song I'm singing, each song that I'm seeing has over 1 million views though.
Oh, album's going crazy.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Those initial singles, Escape from Babylon and The Evil That Men Do,
yeah.
are two of my favorite songs. The other ones are Fucking Your Culture, which I think is dope.
Yeah.
Seems like the follow-up.
I like A Thousand
to
Blunts.
To Fuck Your Culture. And A Thousand Blunts is great, too. Like, great songs.
How many views does The Evil That Men Do? How does that make
I think it's
have?
One of the second or third last songs.
It's the last maybe? One. 11. Wow. So 11. The both most popular songs that were released first both have around 11 million views.
And a lot of these songs are good. I gotta say, like, I liked Eulogy, but it's crazy that they got really loyal fans, dude. That's what these numbers are telling me. Like, these numbers are almost all the same for every song, which means people are listening to the album.
Yeah.
And not, I mean, obviously the two that came out early have more likes or more views because they've been out for longer, but the whole album's sitting around 2.5 to 1. So, yeah, so.
And we're fucking back. Because we're better than technology.
Overall, I think pretty good album.
Overall, it is a good album. Am I crazy about it? Not quite.
Not
I
yet.
I think the songs that I enjoy the most and repeat are the two songs, Escape from Babylon and Evil That Men Do, the first two songs that they released. Other than that, I mean, I go back and listen to the whole Stop Staring at the Shadows album. That's the one album I listen to back and front still.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Is replayability.
Mm-hmm.
Do any of these songs stand out in the Suicide Boys' massive discography?
Yeah.
And I think they maybe have 2 to 3 contenders in there.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you're right, Stop Staring at Shadows felt like most of that album fit into that mold.
Yeah.
And again, Long Term Effects of Suffering, I feel like also had a lot of volume of high quality Suicide Boys songs.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Maybe it has to grow on us. I guarantee you.
I know Long-Term Effects of Suffering, that had to grow on me. Like, the first week, I wasn't ready to review it because we wanted to review it, like, a few days after it dropped. And we didn't, I think because of, like, either technical issues or we had, like, a newer album that took precedent. So we waited, like, another week. And then, you know, I kept listening to it, and I was like, no, like, Avalon goes stupid, you know. Envy goes stupid. All of them went really, really hard, and I didn't originally have, like, a positive outlook on the album because I was like, oh, my God. I was like, of course, they're fucking selling out. They're making shit that, like you said, they're changing what they were born to do and what they came out from off SoundCloud, and it just didn't sit right with me at first, but I kept listening and I was like, it is fire. It had to grow on me.
Needs time. Let's go to our second album,
Joey Badass. I don't know how many studio albums he's had so far.
I think three too.
He had
for just him.
Well, it was
1999 was a mixtape, but he had Badass.
Yeah.
Which was before the Cash, which was crazy. You know that's what his name stands for? Badass. Because that two S's are spelled with dollar signs, and the A is a 4. So that album was called Before the Cash, Before the Money. Badass. Isn't that dope?
It is dope. What was the song? What was the album this song was on? I used to be so devastated.
That was All-American Badass.
All-American
with
Badass.
With 3 K's.
Yeah. And,
3 K's, 2 A's in America.
So this is obviously playing off of the 1996 or 1999 album.
The mixtape.
Yeah.
Exactly. This is the long-awaited successor to 1999, Joey Badass's debut project, which catapulted him into, like, fame.
Yeah.
At 17 years old, he dropped that.
Crazy.
Back in maybe 2012, I think.
I'll check it out.
The man, I was just reading about it. Man dropped 1999 as part of the collective that he started, Pro Era. Progressive Era is his little music collective. Mostly it's guys who went to high school with Joey.
Yeah.
Is it 2012?
Yep, 2012.
So 2012 comes around. They record an album that they wanted to plan to make sound like the golden era of hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking like Jurassic 5. We're talking like Nas.
Yeah,
we're talking
love
about
Jurassic 5.
Talking about mid-90s shit, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
That
MF Doom.
Crazy kind of boom-bap shit
Doom
that was happening.
MF Doom helped produce on that album, 1999.
He was, I think a lot of those beats were taken and based on, because there's also beats by Jay Dilla on there. Yeah. Maybe they did do production, but you're right. I did read MF Doom. Point being, Joey Badass was debuted as this guy who was bringing back nostalgic rap.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, mind you, like Kendrick Lamar's Good Kid, Mad City was just dropping. So the world was going off on what? Drake,
yeah.
Eminem, Lil Wayne was enormous. Yeah. We were listening to that kind of rap. DJ Khaled was burning down cities with his music.
Back when no one gave a fuck if he was fat.
That was back when you wanted to quote him.
Yeah.
It wasn't cringy. Then you have Kendrick takes over the world.
Yeah.
With Good Kid, Mad City. Mm-hmm. Swimming pools. Yeah. Sing About Me Dying of Thirst. Poetic Justice.
Yeah.
Just, I love Kendrick.
Yeah.
But then, so hip hop was going one way. Joey brought it back at 17.
Yeah.
And he did it really well. So he had his boy, I forget his boy's name. It's like Charlie something. Charlie Major or something like that. The producer of 1999. Mostly put together this boom bap sounding thing. And Joey basically flexed lyrically on the whole thing. Talking about keeping it real. Mm-hmm. Not talking about flexing really. Not talking about the current state of hip hop. He set himself apart.
Yeah, it doesn't say his friend on there.
From there, Joey, I think, was posed with two roads, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you jump off of the success of your mixtape to jump into the mainstream or jump into the fame and just try to make music that fits in a little bit better and get more listeners?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you put your blinders on and stay in the route of lyrical boom bap, mid-90s sounding, nostalgic hip-hop? And I don't know if he made that decision very, very well or quickly enough, because what I think happened was with Badass, I thought was a great album,
mm-hmm.
or at least a good album. He then parlayed that into All-American Badass, which I thought was a great album. It was like a politically centered album, but it did not have that nostalgic sound to it. It was more modern, and now he's going back.
Yeah,
and the only reason I say that for context is because off the bat, I want to say I didn't love this project.
Hmm.
I liked this moments. I liked moments. I loved moments of this project.
Yeah.
I liked the project.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is nearly a fitting successor for 1999
or
even for All-American Badass. Mm-hmm.
So with this album, I think he was taking a lot of inspiration. I mean, mostly just from himself and his 1999 album. But like, look at somebody like Nas, right? Who has been in the game for so long, been doing the same thing for so long, and is still just as successful. And Nas is able to come out with like a braggadocious album and said like, look where I'm at right now. Look at what I've done and look at where I came from. You know, this, I think, is just like kind of the same thing. Like 2000 is obviously playing off of 1999. This is mostly like a braggy album. And it's like he's just showing all of the things that he's been successful from within the last decade of him being around. And I enjoy that, you know, but that type of theme can kind of get stale, like, especially if, like, I mean, Joey Badass, great artist, we've listened to him for so long as he's been around, but has he ever really been in your top, like, top five, or like, has he ever really hit mainstream songs other than that one, I Used to Be So Devastated?
Devastated was the one that kicked him off.
Yeah.
Song number one on this, The Baddest, he says.
With Diddy.
He says, it's me, Kendrick, and J. Cole are the number the three top artists in hip-hop. And I think that's just fucking dumb, dude. That's the dumbest thing he could have said.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
How are you, Kendrick, and Cole the top three?
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, we haven't heard from Joey Badass. It's been, I think, 5 years, someone said, since he last dropped a project.
Yeah.
And that was a compilation project, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, All-American Badass was 5 years ago. Then they did Beast Coast somewhere in the middle there. Pro Air did that.
Mm-hmm.
This, is another, it was a drought of music, and this was a drop that people were anticipating, but waited way too long, brother. Like, waited way too long to drop this, and then to say that you're the up there for the number one spot, number two spot, number three, like, come on, man.
That, when I heard that, I was like, dude, there's no, I mean, every artist says, like, you know, I'm up there with these people, fuck all the rest. Joey does not have that clout to say.
Funny how it's like almost the metaphor of like a layer of ice above water, where the layer of ice is Kendrick and J. Cole, and the water is the rest of hip hop.
Yeah.
And everybody else is just competing to get to the ice.
Right.
All you can do is float up to the ice because you're never breaking through that bitch.
Right.
It's funny that even the people who say they're the best still recognize the best is Kendrick and J.
like
Cole.
That's I mean, that being on the very first song kind of threw me off. Listen to the rest of it. And I don't want to knock Joey, but I mean, why are people still doing project with Chris Brown?
Yeah, big L on the Chris Brown feature. Not only just because it's Chris Brown, but the whole song. It,
I didn't even listen to it. You told me not to listen to it. You said don't waste your time.
Oh, wow, you didn't?
I didn't.
Wow, you almost need to know how bad it actually is. Because Chris Brown does the hook, and it's...
Always does a hook.
You know, they're saying shit like, gotta blow your back out like I should. Right. This is the song where Joey says, she sucked on me like a... She sucked the meat off the bone like an oxtail, you know, about the nut in your mouth. This is that dick so big, like a foot off in your mouth.
Right.
This is his version of that.
Yeah.
It's so cringy. I didn't like it. I don't like it when artists do it like that. Especially in the middle of an album like this, where the beginning was... I'm still real. Everybody else is bullshit.
Yeah.
Everyone's been bullshit. I've been staying real. Here's all my accolades and success.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new 911 with West Side Gun. Like, awesome track. Actual good bars. Like, very lyrical from Joey. But then the second half of the album is kind of, like, emotional. Like, Survivor's Guilt, I think, is about his friend Steez, who died. And then Zip Codes, Want to Be Loved, Head High, Written into Stars, like a bunch of shit that's supposed to be emotional. And right before that's like,
Written into Stars, I'm gonna blow your back out. Had at least a million, and then the last song had 800,000.
Well, that song I thought was kind of trash too. Survivor's Guilt was a good closing to the album.
Yeah,
like it's all about his boy Steez and how he had guilt from watching his friend from growing up die. The family blaming Joey because Joey was getting famous right then. Joey was faced with, do I stay in the hood and support, you know, somehow support the family of the my best friend, or do I take the rope of success and keep trying to build myself up and not let this drag me down? And he chose himself. He chose me, you know, and then having to face that decision every day of his life. Finally, to clear it up on a song like this, probably because Kendrick released Mr. Morale about becoming one with your emotion. But, then, you know, how do you end it? How do you have that song and then the next one? There's another song where it's like...
That's what I don't think. Like,
I'm the realist.
I feel like it just did not belong. Like, you can tell when a song just doesn't belong on the album.
Bar. JID feature. That was nice.
I
Wanna
did
Be
like,
Loved.
I did like that. Wanna Be Loved.
Not the strongest JID feature, but a good one.
I will tell you, though, the brand new 911 with West Side Gun was probably my favorite song off the album.
I think it hit a new record. I counted no less than 20 boos. Boos.
Really? You counted?
I tried. I think I undercounted.
You ever do that when he trying to count all the boos? I liked...
That's 22 boos.
Did you like Cruise Control? I liked Cruise Control.
Who's on that? Larry June? No, that's just another song after Brand New 911. Again, I think the first half of the album, great.
Yeah.
Up until about Zip Codes, and then...
You think... I mean, you think he could have made, like, a deluxe and, like, had the deluxe with...
Nah, I think it needed to come out like this. I think this is a finished product. This is what he wanted to put out, how he wanted to put it out. And it just... I just don't think... I think he took too long. I think, A, he took too long away from the game. He's not as great as he thinks he is anymore. He needs to be putting in reps in order to be great. Yeah. You know, you could say the same about Kendrick, but it's funny because Kendrick waits 5 years to drop something, and it's and it just hits different.
Mm-hmm.
Badass. Joey didn't do that.
Yeah.
So not to completely shit on the album. There's very, very high highs on this album. I just cohesively as a project didn't stick for me, and I don't think it's going to remain in my rotation. But again, it's been a week and a half. Maybe it will. We'll see.
Yeah.
Give it time. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in Joey Badass, check him out for sure.
Check him out.
Don't dismiss the project.
And, you know, also check out our boys, Suicide Boys.
SB is just a reliable pick at this point.
It is.
Let's get the outro song queued up here. Mm. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh.
Your boy's got technology at the fingertips.
All right, boys and girls and theys and zims and zers.
And mystical meth.
Mortal meth.
Mortal meth.
Mortal meth. All of y'all. Y'all know where to find us. Instagram, Wazoo Podcast. YouTube, Out the Wazoo. Reddit, Out the Wazoo. TikTok, Out the Wazoo. You can see it right below.
Let's just say Out the Wazoo. Right below. We've got enough views. We've got enough views, follows, comments, and upvotes at this point where if you just search Out the Wazoo on whatever, we will come up.
We'll come up.
So just do that.
And
thank you for listening.
Drop a bag.
Thanks for listening. Drop a bag, and maybe we'll write a freestyle for you.
Subscribe, like, comment. Do it all.
We'll see you in a few weeks.
In a few fucking weeks.